We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Later in the hour, Al, Dr. Joe Fish is making a house call. Talk about what happens when players like Ben Simmons disappoint us.
Okay.
What do we do about it? Do we vent our rage? Is that healthy? Or is it better to try to rationalize why he's on the team? And same thing with Girardi. Big disappointment. But I anticipated what was going to happen the first hour of this show. I knew you people would let me down.
What happened?
Because as I mentioned before, I went to Chickens and Pete's and experienced three pro sports simultaneously playing on Saturday night.
Yes.
And I can report that the people there enjoying the fine food were totally not into any of the three events. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe later in the night when the Phillies blew that game, they got into it. But that is why, Al, I said, who is the most thoughtful host on WIP?
Who is it?
Who is a man who digs deeper than the people I work with?
Who's that?
And the name Joe DeCamera popped into my mind. So on our Tuesday, where we visit with another WIP host, could we have picked a better one than the guy who follows us, the great Joe DeCamera? Hi, Joe!
Hey, Angelo, you definitely could have picked a better one, but I'll have to do for now. I appreciate
right.
your kind words.
By the way, at the end of this conversation, I will assign you the third movie in your punishment, and I'm going in a whole different direction. But first, Joe, Joe, how, if at all, has sports changed and our attitude toward it during the pandemic? Are we as into it as we were before?
I don't think so. I've thought back on this a fair amount. I think that sports lost a little bit of luster in society, and you know, sort of rightfully so. I mean, we certainly found out that there are more important things. I think it'll for the most part equalize as time goes forward. I think as we come out of the pandemic, sports will regain, I think, the same status in society. But I think it changed, and I also think, Angela, one of the big factors is I think we have been really thrown off by the lack of timing of sports. You know, the NBA playoffs last year, the NHL playoffs going into August, that's when a lot of people are taking vacations. You know, it's easier to watch the first and second round of the playoffs when it's in April and May and people aren't on vacation. We had a Masters in November, which obviously was going to get crushed by the NFL games. I think the lack of fans in stands has also changed the viewing experience on TV. I mean, we tune in to watch the games, but there is the fan component that does heighten the excitement when you see a fan base go nuts, either, you know, excited or disappointed. And we as the viewer, whether it's a local or national game, get a little juice out of that. And so when you haven't had fans in the stands, I think it's changed it also. So I think the pandemic has affected sports in a lot of ways. But I really do think by 2022, things will pretty much get back to normal.
I'm really curious. I want to break it down a little further. I want to do the Sixers right now.
Yeah.
Right? Because Sixers are about to embark on their actual season. All of this has been nothing, as far as I'm convinced. Joe, are you as into this? Are people as ready for this team that really has a shot to go to the NBA Finals? Are they ready for this when we have seen the Sixers not take very seriously the entire regular season, constantly resting their players?
Yeah, not as much as we normally would be. And it goes beyond just the pandemic, because I think, Angela, it's also an NBA issue. I mean, if we broke down the schedule, I think there's probably been no more than 5 to 7 games the whole year where the Sixers have been fully healthy and the other team has been fully healthy. And then you get to see, okay, does my team get to beat your team?
Yeah.
And that's just not enough games for a fan base to be totally enthused. Yeah. So that's an NBA issue. But, yes, I also think on the local level, Sixers-wise specifically, there's some doubt, and a lot of it centers around Ben Simmons. I mean, what Embiid has done this year has been magnificent. It's clearly the best season any Sixers player has had since Iverson in 01. And that should be celebrated. I mean, he really might win the MVP, and it's tremendous that he's taken his game to the level he has. But there just remains great doubt, and I would say aggravation for many of us about the way Ben Simmons chooses to play offensive basketball. And frankly, I think a lot of people, and I'll speak for myself, just simply don't respect the fact that he doesn't have the guts to shoot the ball. I mean, I don't respect that.
Yeah, so it's fascinating.
It creates a real frustration for a lot of us.
Well, that's why I got the shrink on later, Al, because he's really hurting people's excitement and interest in that team.
Yeah.
What about the baseball right now, Joe? Are you as into that as you were before?
Yeah, I am.
You are?
I actually am. I mean, I'm excited that the Phillies are competitive. Especially coming out of the 2013 to like 2018 range when they obviously had no shot. I'm very much into it, but I wish they were a little better. You know, I wish they had signed a fourth starter so that we could feel a little bit more solidified, because we knew they'd be pretty good. But I think a lot of us, and I'll speak from my own vantage point, thought they would fall short. Like, they're good, but they're not that good. And they could have been that good with maybe one or two more moves. So I get frustrated that I feel like they kind of, to me, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you go into a season with Matt Moore and Chase Anderson as your 4-5, with Vince Velasquez waiting in the wings to take over, or Spencer Howard, who they clearly don't think is ready, I don't know what they expect. I mean, it's tough to beat the Braves when those are your 4-5 pitchers.
All right,
so
Joe,
you get what you pay for.
The
I'm
next
excited that they're competitive. I just wish they were a little bit better.
Next question, Joe, I acknowledge, is not an easy one, but if you really understand this city, you should be able to get it.
Yeah.
What is the biggest sports-related thing happening in Philadelphia this week?
What is the biggest sports-related thing happening in Philly this week?
You should be planning your week around it.
I guess it's the NFL schedule, right?
100% correct.
Yeah, sure.
And this is where we are right now at the NFL. The biggest ratings for any sports event this spring have been calling out names at the NFL draft.
Yep.
And the biggest event this week with the other teams playing is giving the games and the schedule. How did the NFL, Joe, get this monstrous?
They've owned the news cycle. They figured out a way years ago, Angelo, that when the season ends, it doesn't end, because then they have a combine and they have the lead up to the then they have free agency, and then they have free agency reaction, and then they're going to mix the combine in there. You're going to have the draft, you're going to have draft reaction, then you're going to have schedule release, then you're going to have rookie OTA, then you're going to have regular OTA, then you're going to have another OTA, then you're going to have a mandatory camp. They just completely dominate the news cycle. And that, Angelo, is why I think it is such a big deal for the NFL to get the players into the OTAs. I don't think it's as much about, hey, let's make sure that the linebacker's in shape for 3 days. I think it's because, and this probably goes back to Roselle and certainly Tagliabue, they recognized years ago that the way to have Philadelphia, New York, and all these other sports towns year-round interested in their team and their product and their league is to keep putting it in front of the fans. And so if the players don't show up for OTAs, and it looks like they're not going to, except for the mandatory one, you're not going to get the quotes, and you're not going to get the comments, and you're not going to get, you know, the storylines that develop in May and in June that keep the NFL front and center for 12 months. And I think that's what the league is afraid about, with the players saying, we don't want to go to the OTAs.
Tremendous insight. Are you, Joe DiCara, going to actively root against Carson Wentz in the upcoming season?
100%, Angelo.
Oh,
I wasn't expecting it until the way it ended.
Yeah.
And what I mean is, I was out on Carson in October and November, and I was telling people, this guy's no good. It was so obvious to me. But I still appreciated 2017 and wasn't thinking that I would be rooting against him. But when he got benched and, never commented publicly, never commented after the season, never issued a statement after Doug Peterson was fired, public acknowledgement, hey, I want to thank, the coach I had for 5 years or 4 years, whatever the heck it was. I just thought it was really low class. And yeah, I'm 100% going to root against Carson. I'm rooting for him to play 12 games.
Exactly.
Because that can get the Eagles a first-round pick. But you know what? He's as long as he stays healthy, he's going to play 12 games. I mean, this thought process, oh, they're going to bench him if they're near the season and, you know, they're not near the playoffs. Listen, there's a 17-game schedule. I mean, if they're 5-6, you really think they're going to bench him? No, they're still going to be in a playoff hunt with three teams making the playoffs. So I'm rooting for him to play 12 games, but I'm absolutely rooting against Carson.
And there is new propaganda that I'll play for you a little later from Frank Reich, who now is making excuses for him.
I want a forensic investigation into their cell phones right after he got benched.
I think you should, Rhea. Rhea thinks there was tampering. And Rhea wants a full investigation.
Yes.
And Roger Goodell has promised Rhea he would do it soon.
Perfect.
Right after he does all these other big issues. Finally, DeCamber. All right, buddy. I've gotten enormous response to you acing the first two movies and your punishment for showing up late. He won.
He did.
So I have also taken many emails from the people out there who want me to beat you in the next round, Joe. So they have said, stop with the horrible movies. Mm-hmm. Go with a popular one that I know Joe DeCamber will despise. Because, Joe, you do not love these superhero films, do you?
Well, it's not that I don't love them. It's that I hate them.
Okay, all right, okay. You can't stand them.
Like Christopher Reeve as Superman, I'm down with that.
All right.
All this newfangled stuff in the last 20 years is a bunch of nonsense.
Because it's all CGI, special effects, garbage.
Yeah, no
idea. Well, somebody said to me that of all these that have come out, the most tedious, the one that would taunt you and harass you the most, is called Avengers Endgame.
Oh, God, I hated it. I had
Listen,
to watch it.
Rhea, it's the 22nd in a series, and they don't give you the backstory.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then it's 3 hours and 1 minute.
I made the mistake of saying to Clark, listen, I want to get in and watch these movies with you, so pick one of your favorites of your superhero, and I'll watch it with you. I wanted to stab myself at the end of it.
To camera, here's a preview of what you will be enjoying later this week.
Before we're done, we still have one promise to keep. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn sure we'll avenge it. Whatever it takes.
Terrible.
Wow. And the thing about it is, Joe, Ava's husband, he's kind of like a knucklehead. He loves this stuff, right, Ava?
Yeah, he likes it, but he hasn't seen this one.
So William Matz will be taking extensive notes and helping Ava to come up with challenging questions.
I am going to try to challenge you on this one, Joe, but I will say I am not enthused to watch this either.
Oh, God.
3 hours and 1 minute to camera.
That you'll never get back.
Eye crap. Are you ready, Joe?
Well, I'm not ready, but I'll have to be. I mean, my thought process is I wish that day I came in late. I just never come in at all and quit because this is awful.
All right, Joe. We'll quiz you next week, all right? But when you get a chance, Avengers Endgame, 22nd in a series.
You got it, Angela.
See you, Joe.
Awful.
Thanks.
Just
Joe DeCamber. I have been told that movie is excruciating.
It must be. I wouldn't even venture there.
It was awful. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.